Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from jazz trumpeter Ahmed Abdullah. That was the tune Accent with his outfit Passpora Meets Afro Horn off the 2020 CD Jazz, a music of spirit out of Sister's Place. It came out on March 27, 2020 as the coronavirus silenced live jazz and made this release an official collection of jazz discs out during the world pandemic. He was a longtime member of Sun Ra as a trumpeter, and he has a stellar ensemble of cats to produce a very profound sound on this disc. And we talked about this new world of jazz we live in, and he had some deep words about the power of music.
The music that we play is about dealing with the spiritual void that I feel is on this planet right now. I don't think that we could have the experience, what we are experiencing, without there being a void. And I think that music is the way, art forms in general, are the way to address the void.
He started performing at 13 in his native New York City, and by the 1970s, he was performing in New York's loft scene. And we asked him about how all of this began with the Great Sun Ra, the longest and most powerful music association of his long and storied career. This is what he had to say.
66 or so, and I would go and hear those concerts, and I picked up a recording from him, and I wasn't satisfied with the recording. So as a young 18-year-old, I wanted to get my money back and took the recording. I knew where he lived. Where he lived was common knowledge on the Lower East Side. I took the record back to get my money, and he told me that everything that I needed to hear was in there.
So it all began in 1976 with the Sun Ra Orchestra, and that lasted until 1993 when Sun Ra passed. He has more than 25 recordings, and he has traveled extensively throughout the years. Along with the music, for the last 20 years, he has been teaching in New York's public schools and in the New Schools Jazz Program. Great to have such a prolific cat on the program. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a tough town, ready to start the return to normal with jazz and more jazz right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Giving you all the best we have for show number 650. So here's the legendary jazz composer, bandleader, pianist, and poet, Sun Ra, full of experimental music, cosmic philosophy, and prolific output, with the song Two Tones off the 1994 CD Sound of Joy with his orchestra. Enjoy. The
You should enjoy listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. It's a wonderful experience. Thank you.
That was the great composer and pianist Jeremy Siskin with the project that came out right before the global pandemic. That was Piccadilly Circus off his CD, Perpetual Motion, Etudes for Piano Circa 2020. It also included a full book of instruction, and we caught up with Jeremy about this project, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of doing a lot of things at once. I mean, hopefully it's music that someone enjoys playing. Hopefully it's music that somebody enjoys listening to. But this whole thing about perpetual motion, I'm kind of fascinated about it because I'm somebody who oftentimes has anxiety as a performer, and I feel like I don't always perform up to my capabilities. And so this perpetual motion kind of encourages you to find a meditative space.
These pieces are very unique, and as he has said, can be effective performance pieces for artist-level classical or improvising pianists. So we say goodbye to yet another jazz musician during this trying time on the planet. This was not COVID-19 related, but it hits hard. We say thanks and goodbye to legendary jazz drummer Jimmy Cobb, the percussion architect of Miles Davis's Kind of Blue Session, the most popular jazz album ever. He was 91 and he did so much in his own way. And as we get into the 2014 song Remembering You, appropriately enough, off the CD, The Original Mob, I caught up with him that year about this new CD and his very storied life in music. And his quote about Kind of Blue in that session is one that will always stick with me. It was very profound, one of the most important I ever heard. Have a listen.
It was just another ordinary record day for Miles Davis, you know. So I just figured that day we had a great record day. I mean, everybody played their buzzes off. I don't think any one of us would have thought that could happen. And it's a lot of good things happened over my life, man. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, you know. everybody. This is Jimmy Cobb, jazz drummer, and I have been talking to Nino Jazz with Joe DiNino, and I hope that everybody listens to this program around me all the time. Thank you very much.
That was jazz violinist and mandolin virtuoso Aaron Weinstein with the tune There's a Broken Heart for Every Light on Broadway off his latest 2019 CD 3x3. This cat is a rising star in the New York City community, and on this Chesky Records debut, it's a disc of instrumental jazz standards that not only experiments with modern recording methodologies, but also with the boundaries of jazz expression. And that's the key. From a master storyteller and a cool cat, here's Canadian jazz trumpeter and bandleader Maynard Ferguson. We're going there next, man. Joined by his orchestra, this is the 1960 tune, Let's Do It. We'll be right back.
This is saxophonist Dave Liebman, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Mr. Joe DiMino.
That was NEA Jazz Master Saxophonist Dave Liebman with his group. That was the tune Grand Canyon and Mount Everest off his latest 2020 Effort Earth Expansions. So Dave surrounded himself around younger musicians, and this is a classical pattern in jazz. Following in the footsteps of Miles Davis and Elvin Jones, who mentored him in the 1970s, providing the kind of experience that can only happen on the bandstand. Reaching across generations to both teach and learn is one of those things that Dave is great at, and it is a jazz legacy. Here's legend pianist Bill Frisell, which we caught back on May 3rd, 2020, before the whole silent world of jazz came around. He's always pushing the jazz envelope. This is his take on the Beatles tune Julia, one of my favorites, off the 2011 CD. All We Are Saying, yeah, I get it, as the show moves on. Mm-hmm.
My name is Johnny Summers. I'm coming from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I'm a trumpet player, a singer, an orchestrator. I love all jazz, and you are listening to Great Jazz on Neon Jazz with Joe Demene.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment you danced by, I felt the thrill. Oh, when you caught my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the flame of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. It's still in my heart. Last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment you danced by, I felt the thrill. When you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the flame of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. It's still in my heart. You're still in my heart.
That was the multi-talented musician, composer, and arranger full of passion and soul, Johnny Summers, with the song That Old Feeling off the 2020 CD Baker's Dozen. This cat possesses a clever yet natural approach to both life and music, offering a unique experience at every performance and with every project. At the age of 11, he sat in his bedroom listening for the first time to Harry Connick Jr.'s Blue Light, Red Light, and that changed him forever, but it was ultimately Chet Baker that got him. As we get into the legendary trumpeter and vocalist Chet Baker, joined by Bud Shank with the tune Times Like These, and man, are they ever. Listen to Johnny talk about his hero.
So, you know, loving the music of Chet Baker, I wanted to pick kind of my favorite recordings of his for the songs, for the track listing, that also resonated in with me, that I thought I could bring something to. The ones being a little different than that are My Funny Valentine and Let's Get Lost. Because My Funny Valentine especially, that one's been done so much that I think I was almost terrified to ever do that song. You know, like, everybody has a great recording of that song.
this is Jill Barber, and you're listening to my brand new French album called Entre Nous, right here on Neon Jazz, straight out of Kansas City.
Entre nous, en secret, on joue. Entre nous, et peut-être c'est fou. Entre nous, on se souffle un petit bisou. Entre nous, just for me and you. Des enfants, mais un peu plus tard, plus besoin de faire semblant. Et sans mots, au fond, on le sait que c'est beau d'aimer sans regret. Mon sourire, grâce à toi, ton clin d'œil, juste pour moi. Entre nous, en secret. On joue entre nous, et peut-être c'est fou. Entre nous, on se souffle un petit bisou. Entre nous, just for me and you. Avec nos amis, c'est vrai qu'on s'amuse bien. Rue Saint-Denis, on fait jusqu'à la fin. Mais chez nous, c'est la bonne adresse. Oui, c'est là qu'on se caresse. Mon sourire, grâce à toi, ton clin d'œil, juste pour moi. Tu devines
was the always delightful and talented, the timeless Jill Barber with a brand new cut off her 2020 CD, Entre Nous, a French album by the same name. And we talked to her about releasing an album during a pandemic, and this was her thought on it.
Kind of an unusually good time to be releasing an album for the exact reason that you already stated. You know, I think people's music listening habits are up and people need music more than ever. People have more time to listen to full albums, and that's the cool thing.
As we discuss the ongoing coronavirus of no live jazz and the surreal nature of it all, she also had some additional profound thoughts, like this one.
You know, we're seeing more than ever how much we need the arts in our lives, just for our quality of life and just to help us get through the day, whether it's music or movies or podcasts or books. Or whatever, you know, we need art.
Speaking of live jazz we love and miss, we leave with OP, the Canadian architect of sound, Oscar Peterson at the keys with the tune The Swing Set Live from the Chicago Opera House back in 1957 during his last American tour. And it's a good one. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man full of dreams during this coronavirus lockdown, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on. We're always here, man. Rain or shine, pandemic or not, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, support all the arts and keep jazz alive. And please enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.